I want to try to clarify what we do in general in the slot and what Be'ezras Hashem we're going to be doing this year. The goal in general on Thursday nights, we try to choose from an area of Torah that we do not normally learn in the course of our time here in Yeshiva. We have alternated over the past 6-plus years, years of Taharos and years of Zrayim. This year happens to be a Zrayim year, and the goal for this year is to learn a little bit about the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni through Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. The primary goal is as follows as far as the shiur itself. Number one is just to make us a little bit more comfortable with those areas of Torah that sometimes we encounter and we get a little bit intimidated by, that you come across something about Nigayim or about Parah Aduma, and we sort of want to just read it very quickly, and to be able to understand those topics well, just even as far as becoming more comfortable with those, to realize that the Torah is Torah that we can learn, there's lumdus and analysis there, and that's something which is very much present. That's definitely one goal. The second goal of this year, aside from just the being a little bit less scared or less intimidated by it, is hopefully to have the opportunity to learn some good Torah. There's wonderful Torah in the world of Zrayim. There's wonderful world in the Torah of Kachim and Taros. That's like half of Shas, is Zrayim, Kachim and Taros. So to be able to be familiar with it, to learn it a little bit, seems, at least to me, to be very, very worthwhile. The primary goal tonight is not to get that fancy at all. We'll have three main sections of the shiur tonight. One will just be, as we've done in the past, maybe 5 to 7 minutes of a bit of a hakdama to Zrayim as a whole, a little bit even from the world of Machshava. We'll then have, just to catch us up, an overview of some of the basic dinim that relate to mitzvos hatzluyos ba'aretz, what we're going to need to know before we get to Ma'aser Sheni, like what has already happened. And then we'll speak about, from a Tameh HaMitzvos perspective, to understand a little bit, why is there this mitzvah, whatever it happens to be, called Ma'aser Sheni? What does it entail? What is it? And how exactly do we do it? Let's start as follows. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph tells us, we darshan from the Pasuk, that there are six different siddarim. There are six different areas of Shas. One of those, emuna, is a reference to Seder Zrayim. Chazal tell us the word emuna is a reference to Zrayim. Zrayim has all to do with working the land in Eretz Yisrael, and the gifts that I give as a result. The Rishonim question, what exactly, where is the emuna that's found in Zrayim? Where is the faith that's found when you stam go and you work a field and follow these halachas? Rashi writes there in Masechet Shabbos, the emuna is that we have emuna in other people. We trust people that they are going to separate their truma and meiser. When I look at food, I don't know, were things separated, were things not separated? We have Kohanim and Leviim that are depending on it. I don't know what happened. I trust people. The emunah is not an emunah in Hashem. The emunah is an emunah in people that they're separating these things. However, Tosfos writes, there in Masechet Shabbos, that Zrayim has a lot to do with emunah because she'al emunah memfarish b'yushalmi she'ma'amin b'chai ha'olamim v'zoreya. The simple pshat of Tosfos, all of Zrayim, all of planting and working the land, involves a degree of faith. I put a seed in the ground, and I trust in the Ribono Shel Olam that seed is going to eventually come and sprout and grow, and I'm going to have what to reap and what to eat. All of it demands, it comes from a place where man, in a certain sense, is there, and I'm trusting in the Ribono Shel Olam. In many ways right now, I'm trusting from a position of vulnerability and helplessness. I put it in. There's nothing else I could do. I just wait, and I daven, and I hope it rains, I hope it's all good. That's what I do. So says Tosfos, the emun in Hashem, which comes when you are sometimes a little bit helpless. In source number 4, Kol Tzvi is a journal put out by the Kol Elyon of Yeshiva University. There in the Hakdama to the third volume, they quote from Rosenzweig a very, very beautiful insight. Rosenzweig pointed out that the emuna that comes with Zrayim, the emuna that comes when you work the land, is not only the emuna before things grow, the emuna when I'm not sure what's going to happen, I trust in Hashem, but a person also requires emuna at the end of the process. After you've already reaped, sometimes there's a phenomenon where a person can feel like, kochem ve'otzem yadi asli zachai lazeh, I did this all on my own. Sometimes you can feel like, I planted, I reaped, I did everything, and you can feel very, very good. Part of the emuna, Zos Seder Zrayim, suggests of Rosenzweig, is emuna in Hashem, even once you've accomplished a lot. not emuna that I'm so nervous, but emuna that I've done a lot, and to realize Hashem played a major role in that. Because Baruch Hu was a major, major figure in allowing this to be able to come to fruition for me to get more or less what I want. So what we've seen thus far is just a first section, a bit of an introduction, Zrayim, which we're going to be learning this year, and again, we're going to try to choose topics also to help us get a broader understanding of Zrayim as a whole. But Zrayim is associated for Chazal with Emuna. For Rashi, it's Emuna in other people. For Tosfos, Yushalmi, it's Emuna in Hashem. Emuna before we plant, says Tosfos, we trust, we hope that it's going to come out. We depend on Ribono Shel Olam. And Rosenzweig added that kinesh within the Yushalmi, that it's also Emuna even after we trust Hashem, that, you know what, Hashem, we have Emuna that you played a critical role even after I feel like I did, like I did a lot. Next section. A person plants. Let's get a bit of an introduction. Some of us may know all of this. Some of us may know none of this. So let's try to get a little bit of introduction. I found this chart online. I have no idea who made it. Seems accurate. So let's do our best to understand what's going on. When you get your produce, you have to do a lot of things with it. I plant. I work my field. I gather all of my produce. I now have to, in many ways, figure out, so what are all of my responsibilities? The first fruits are bikurim, those I bring to the mikdash, that we're not speaking about right now. But I have all this stuff, and before I'm allowed to eat it, right now it's tevel. Right now I'm not allowed to eat it. Before I'm allowed to eat it, I have to separate a bunch of things from it. What I want to do right now is describe a little bit, what are the things that you're going to do, that you're obligated to do? Hopefully if we understand these things well, it'll help us appreciate the uniqueness of Maaser Sheni. In learning, often it's about comparing and contrasting. How is Truma, a couple years ago, different than Challah? How is Truma different than Maaser? So we have to get a little bit of background to be able to compare and contrast effectively. The first thing you're going to take off is Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola, you're going to take off from your produce, not all produce, but Machlokes Mishnayos what exactly, but a lot of it. You're going to take off and you're going to give that to a Kohen. How much do I take off? Just keep track a little bit as far as like the tax rates here, how much you're losing of your stuff. I'm going to take off, Chazal tell us, Me'ikir Hadin, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. If you would take off just even one piece, that would suffice for Truma to give to a Kohen. But we assume, these are Mishnayos, we assume ideally you should give, really you should give a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th. If you're more generous, give a 40th. You're a Beinoni, give a 50th. That's 2% of all of your stuff to give to a Kohen. That's going to go to the Kohen. That is Kodesh. A regular person's not allowed to eat it. Only a Kohen can eat it, or people that are somehow, by way of the Kohen, allowed to eat it. So the Kohen's wife can eat it. Kinyan Kaspo. The Kinyan's, some of the Kohen's Avadim, Evaknani can eat it. Kinyan Kaspo. So Truma is holy, it goes to a Kohen, a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th. After you've taken off Truma, you now give Maaser. Maaser is 10% of what remains. So I've given my 2%, I now give Maaser, 10% of all that remains, I'm going to give to a Levi. A difference between Truma and Maaser, again, Truma goes to a Kohen, Maaser goes to a Levi, is the status of that food once it is given. Truma is given to a Kohen, that food is Kodesh. You can only eat that food if you're a Kohen or connected to him, and it has to be in Betara. Maaser is totally Chulin. Anyone that wants, once it's given to a Levi, is allowed to eat it. Maaser Hayakachaya, last week, I walked out of the office of Enti Spikola, where Sibolovsky was there. He had picked with his son lots of grapes. He was weighing them to be Mafresh, Truma, and Maaser from the grapes. It was amazing. After the Maaser, so Truma, we'll talk about another time what we do with it. I always share on that. But Maaser, he gave it to a Levi. There were two Levim that came by, gave the Maaser to a Levi. And once he gave it to the Levi, so that's chulin. Anyone that wants can eat it. So last week I had this chus of having Maaser grapes. I'm not a Levi, but it went to the Levi, and then I was able to have it. So first Truma Gedola, you take off 2%. Around for Truma Gedola, then the 10% of what's remaining for Maaser you give to a Levi. There's something called Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser. We're not speaking about that right now. What then do I do? So then there's an additional 10% of what's remaining that I have to come along and I have to do something with. What do I do with the extra, that now this additional 10%? I lost Sabra Truma Gdola, 10% for Meiser. What about the remaining 10%? Now it depends what year it is in the cycle. There's a 7-year Shemitah cycle. In year 7, pretty much nothing happens. That's called Shemitah. I don't own it. Anyone that wants can come and take it. That's a Shemitah cycle. But in years 3 and 6 of that 7-year cycle, that's what's referred to as I give Meiser Ani. What is Meiser Ani? I give 10% to poor people. They are then allowed to eat it. It's not Kodesh. Anyone that wants, again, he doesn't have to be eating it B'tahara. It's regular food that I give 10% to an Ani. It's one of the Matnos Aniyim. It's a form of tzedakah to give to an Ani. However, on years 1, 2, 4, and 5, now we get to our Meiser Sheni, and we'll appreciate a little bit more why we're doing this. Hope that things are clear. Those are no, just so far, 1, 2, and 3, if I can get some insight. People that are there. We now get to Meiser Sheni. In the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of Meiser, of the cycle, you are going to bring an additional 10%. What am I going to do with the 10%? I'm giving it to no one. I'm taking that 10%. I am bringing it to eat it in Yerushalayim. If it's too much to bring to Yerushalayim, there are other kinds of moves that you can pull. We'll speak about that in future weeks. But I'm taking the remaining 10% and bringing them to Yerushalayim. What am I doing in Yerushalayim? I have to eat them in Yerushalayim, and they are kadosh. They are kadosh, and I'm eating them in Yerushalayim, which means as follows. Let's begin to appreciate why Meiser Sheni is awesome. You are a regular Yisrael. I understand Shruma, I'm giving it to a Kohen, Kohanim eat kadosh things all the time. Here you are a Yisrael, you're not giving it away, you're bringing it to Yerushalayim in years 1, 2, 4, and 5, and you are going to be eating that Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So whenever we speak, Be'ez Hashem, this year, about Meiser Sheni, we're speaking after you've already done a bunch of things. Bikurim, done. Now, with the rest of my produce, Bikurim from Shemesh Aminim, the rest of my produce, what do I do? Truma Gedola, around 2% to a Kohen. There are 10% of what's left, I give to a Levi. 10% of what's left after that, years 3 and 6, give to poor people, 1, 2, 4, and 5, bring to Yerushalayim and eat it there in Yerushalayim. Third part of the shir tonight, Tameh HaMitzvos. This is I think really interesting Torah. It's not at all, again, it's a little bit more machshava-y, hopefully enjoy. The psukim in Dvarim Yudalid, if you look there, in source number 7 on the sheet, so the Torah tells us that you take off Meiser. We want to understand why are you, what is the purpose of Meiser Sheni? The purpose of Meiser Ani is probably clear. Like, giving food to poor people is a good thing. Don't get too fancy to justify why that's good. Truma and Meiser, supporting Kohanim, supporting Leviim, I get that also. Whether it's just that I have to give it to Hashem, or the way the Psukim imply, at least about Meiser, I'm basically paying the Leviim for working on my behalf in the Beis HaMikdash, all possible. But why Meiser Sheni? What is the purpose of Meiser Sheni? Why is it I have to take off 10% and bring it to Yerushalayim? What is the purpose of doing that? So the Torah seems to tell us what the purpose is. We will highlight 3 Mahalchim. The Ramban in this Perush al HaTorah, Tosfos in Maseches Baba Basra based on a Medrash, and Rav Hirsch, 3 perspectives in why you offer Meiser Sheni and what the purpose of Meiser Sheni is, of bringing those 10% to Yerushalayim. So it says the Torah as follows, you're going to be eating that Meiser inside Yerushalayim. Why? The Torah tells us, Liman Tilman Liyiras Hashem Elokecha Kol Hayamim, so that you be able to fear Hashem all of your days. So Meiser Sheni, here it's a little bit interesting. A lot of the mitzvot that Tuyus Ba'aretz we associate with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's what it's all about. A lot of the mitzvot that Tuyus Ba'aretz of Chuma and Meiser are about supporting other people. This says Chumash, why am I bringing Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim? So I can learn about Yerushalayim all of my days. That's why I'm bringing it. That's in Chumash. How do I learn about Yerushalayim? What exactly is the goal of Meiser Sheni? So, the Sfarno and the Ramban offer one shot. The Sfarno says, we'll read it there. Ki b'makom hanifkar l'mikdash, yiyeh based in hagadol lahavin ulahoros. The Ramban says similarly. What is the purpose of Meiser Sheni? It's like a little bit of a scam. The goal of Meiser Sheni is to get you to go to Yerushalayim. And you know what? It takes time to eat like 10% of your whole crop. So you're going to be there for a while. So what am I going to do when I'm there for a while? There's a Beis Din HaGadol. The Gedolei Yisrael are sitting there in Yerushalayim. So what am I doing in Yerushalayim? I'm going to learn Torah. They're going to teach me Torah. They're going to teach me mitzvos. They're going to teach me Yerushalayim. It's I'm going to go there and I am going to learn. Look at the Ramban, the underlined section. Ki HaKohanim VaShoftim HaOmdim Sham Lifnei Hashem Morei HaTorah Yilmedu Yerusov Yeru HaTorah Mitzvos. They're going to teach me about Yerushalayim. They're going to teach me about Torah Mitzvos. Meiser Sheni is all about go to Yerushalayim and spend time there and learn Torah. That's what Meiser Sheni is about. It's how you're going to be able to learn it. So says the Sfarno and so says the Ramban. Tosfos Mabastra and Daschav Aleph has a different pshat. Again, tonight's less of the nitty-gritty of Zeron, but to give us a good hakdama of what's going on here. Tosfos Mabastra says as follows, source number 11. Kimitzion Teitze Torah. He quotes the Sifri in the second paragraph, or they quote the Sifri. Kereshina B'Sifri, Leman Timol Liyira. Gadol Meiser Sheni Shem Mevi Lidei Talmud. Meiser Sheni brings us to learn how. And please read closely and pay attention to the difference between the Ramban and Tosfos. Tobas is awesome. Lefi shehaya omeid b'Yerushalayim, atche yochel meiser sheni shelo. I'm going to Yerushalayim to eat my food. V'haya roesh shekulam oskim b'malecha shamayim uva avoda. And I'm going to see everyone's working and learning and working with Hashem. Haya gam hu mechuvan liyerushalayim v'osek b'torah. He too is going to end up learning. He too is going to get more Yerushalayim. What's the difference between the Ramban and Tosfos? There's no formal classroom going on here for Tosfos. For Tosfos, the mere presence of being in Yerushalayim, of seeing holy people, impacts us and inspires us. For the Ramban, the source of the Yerushalayim, the source of the Torah, is more of in a formal kind of a classroom. I'm going to go to Beis Nagadol. They're going to be teaching me Torah. I'm going to learn Torah from them. It's going to be unbelievable. For the sake for Tosfos, it's sitting there, and when you sit there, you are going to be in the presence of holy people. I may never learn Torah from that person, but I will be inspired from that person to increase my Yerushalayim. I'm fond of, very fond of Rav Shor and Pirkei Avos. That's the Ve'emidu Talmidim Harbe. Has a person have lots of Talmidim? We have Talmidim not only by teaching. Our actions inspire those around us, even without a classroom, and even without actually directly giving over that kind of a content. So says Tosfos in Masechet Basra, and it's, again, Torah and Yerushalayim, something which is so, so incredibly important. Two additional pieces based on Tosfos and the Ramban as a whole. Forget the distinction for a second. I'm going to Yerushalayim to be able to learn. I'm going to Yerushalayim to be able to learn Yerushalayim. Number one, Levush Mordechai. Levush Mordechai is a very famous. Levush Mordechai is a very famous sefer on Shas. The Hakdama to Baba Kama is very well known. It's written by Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein. Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein was a reshiva of. Go one door up from where you're from. Where? Slobodka. Reshiva of Slobodka. And we should all be zochet to have a feeling of Mesora. The reshiva of Slobodka, at the same time that the altar of Slobodka is more of the senior figure in Slobodka, but Moshe Mordechai is a very, very important sefer. happens to be Zagdama there, Baba Kama, is one of the most important formulations for learning a lot of Gemara Be'iyun and not that fast. It's a good thing to work your way through. He points out as follows. One thing we see from Tosfos, and we probably see from the Ramban also, is that a person, again, it's a little bit of a Machshavi Musari Hakdama, we should never make the mistake of thinking that just learning and never working on Yiras Shamayim will ever get you Yiras Shamayim. Part of the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni, as described by Tosfos, if even in the times of Torah, even in the times of Rishon, you have to have tachbulos, we have to do things in order to be able to ensure that we're going to have Yiras Shamayim. It doesn't happen always naturally, just it clicks. Sometimes you have to learn from people, we would say, like the Ramban, what Yiras Shamayim looks like. Sometimes it has to be in the presence of people, like Tosfos. But I certainly can't assume it will necessarily happen just based on osmosis. There's no assumption on its own that it will be able to work like that. There is a third mahalach in Maaser Sheni. You know, I'll say one additional point, if I can just want to disappoint. The Sefer Achinuch points out an additional connection here. It's an awesome one. You know why everyone has to bring Maaser Sheni? Because every family has to have someone who brings their crops to Yerushalayim and learns Torah there. We don't want to be a religion, says the Sefer Achinuch, in which only like three people in the community are Talmidei Chachamim. There has to be someone in each home that spends time every year, 1, 2, 4, and 5, that they are going to be, and 7, like could be everyone's learning, that they're going to be there learning Torah and Yerushalayim at a high level, because that's going to change Klal Yisrael. When you have learned people in each home, to say for Achinuch, Maaser Sheni, you got to bring it up. So either you bring it up as the owner of the house, you send one of your kids to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, but someone is spending time in Yerushalayim learning. Again, very, very powerful insight. I want to chaz what we did so far, so we can just end with the Mahalach of Rav Hirsch that I think is very, very powerful. We spoke about three things thus far. Number one, Zra'im in Chazal, the Gemara Masech Shabbos, Taf Lamed Aleph. Again, more of a Machshav introduction. Emunah is associated with Zra'im. Where is the Emunah for Rashi? My faith in other people. For Tovos, my faith in the Ribbono Shalom. Two ways of saying it. I have faith in Ribbono Shalom before things start to grow. I'm vulnerable. I trust in Ribbono Shalom. Or I have faith even after I have my produce. I believe that the Ribbono Shalom played a role in this. Number two, Maaser Sheni is a little bit different from the other mitzvot of Baaretz. Truma I give to a Kohen, Maaser I give to a Levi, something that I give to an Ani. I'm not giving this away. I'm not giving it to anyone. I'm bringing it myself to Yerushalayim. Why am I doing it? Yerushalayim Bikdusha. So the Torah says, Leman Tilma, so you should learn Yiras Hashem. For the Ramban, I'm going to be there learning from Beis Nagadol. For Tovos, just being in the presence, I'll get it through just the power of being around inspiring people. Rav Hirsch is something which is unbelievable. I happen to love it on a lot of levels. Says Rav Hirsch as follows. Source number 16 on the sheet. If you look in the middle of that paragraph, it says as follows. Ilu Maaser Sheni hi miskayemet mitzis mamashad adi kol adam Yisrael. Kol echad mekayem osa b'meitav ha-perish aret Hashem. Every person is fulfilling the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni. Years 1, 2, 4, 5, you're bringing it there. Achareisha gomras melachtam letzorich atzma uvenei veso. I've now worked. I have all my produce. I've worked for myself. I've worked for my family. Hu meirim Maaser kimamon gavoa. We'll learn be'ez Hashem next week. The status of Maaser Sheni. Is it mamon gavoa or mamon hedyo? It has kedusha. Doesn't have kedusha. We'll think about that be'ez Hashem. Embly neder next week. But Maaser zehu kados, hu kodesh, sheniskadish amenasakai. This is kodesh. Maaser Sheni is holy. We'll learn the Mishnayos, hopefully, in the first parak, first called Prakam of Maaser Sheni. You can't do whatever you want with Maaser Sheni. This is holy produce. Ah, ein ha'adam mifana oso lekohanim v'leviim. You don't take Maaser Sheni, this Kodesh food, and give it to a Kohen or a Levi. Ela hu atzmo na'aseh bo Kohen v'Levi berucha. When you eat Maaser Sheni, you are acting functionally like a Kohen. Maaser Sheni, in many ways, is the mitzvah. It's not just about getting Yiras Shamayim. It's not just about learning Torah mitzvos. Maaser Sheni is the mitzvah in which every Jew has the capacity to, on some level, function like a Kohen. you can go into Yerushalayim, and that Kodesh food you're giving to no one. Even the karbanos that Yisrael eats, he often gives part of it to a Kohen. So no, he's not giving it to anyone. This is yours. You're like a Kohen V'Levi Berucho. If I can make this half a step more lumdish, just for those of us that like that, and to substantiate it even more. The Kli Chemda is one of the great Achronim, has an amazing observation. If anyone ever learns the end of Maseches Vachem, any Daf Yomi people here? Okay. If anyone ever learns, I'm also not, but if anyone ever learns the Maseches Vachem, you have a lot of discussions about Bamas. Or you learn Maseches Megillah and Daf, you know, Yud probably works also, at least with Tosfos. So what you have on some level, ordinarily we offer karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. But there were times in Jewish history where you could offer karbanos not only in the Mikdash, but on a Bama. What's a Bama? An altar, a Mizbeach, that's going to be in whatever location you're going to offer things on a Bama. We don't do that. Now, once we chose Yerushalayim with the Mikdash, that's Tovah's Nesach, Mesech Megillah and Daf Yud, I believe, that we don't do anymore. However, who does some of the Avodah in a Bama? So a Zar, a non-Kohen, can do Avodah in a Bama. How come? Says the Kli Chemda, because every Yisrael is also like a Kohen, even Halacha L'maisa, because we are part of Mamlechas Kohenim. We are a Mamlechas Kohenim. We all, on some level, have an element of a shmek, of a little bit of kahuna in us. Again, the Purge doesn't mean that Halacha L'maisa that you're a Kohen, but part of the message of Meiser Sheni, I'm Dafka not giving it away. I'm not giving part of it to a Kohen. I'm not giving part of it to a Yisrael. I am taking it myself, and I'm eating it inside Yerushalayim, because Hu Na'aseh Kohen V'Levi Berucha. You become Hu Na'aseh Bo Kohen V'Levi Berucha. You become like a Kohen, you become like a Levi. We will be Ezra Hashem this year. Have the opportunity for about a half hour each time, 30, 35 minutes. We have the opportunity this year to learn about Meiser Sheni. The goal being to open up the world of Zra'im to us. And the goal being on the level of Ruchnius also, to connect more to the unique Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and undoubtedly to appreciate the role that we play and our capacity for Kedusha. We can eat Kodesh food. We have that Tzchus. And again, as part of this, as Hashem, we should be Zocha to learn this year for it to be productive and effective. Shkayach, guys.